This is radio station CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You're listening to Manitoba Moon coming to you live from our downtown studios, 4.5 floor, Centennial Hall, University of Winnipeg campus. It's 18 minutes after 4 a.m. here, Central Time, and we just heard a whole little EP from a little 5-centimeter CD here from 2015. Fire Moss, and the album's called, or EP's rather, is called Spherical Sounds via Twinkle, Wah, and Bells there. That's recorded in Kingston, Ontario. Before that, we had Lumpy the Dumpers and some punk stuff, quite different from this, I must say. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. And greetings to my friends here and elsewhere. You're once again listening to the voice of Dr. John R. Brinkley of the Brinkley Hospital, located in the Roswell Hotel, in the city of Del Rio, the county of Val Verde, state of Texas, in the United States of America. You are listening to Dr. Brinkley, the originator, and not an imitator. A Brinkley gram for your consideration at this time is, it is great to have wit and sense, but it's greater to have virtue and honesty. When one has all of these, he lives a full life. But the common disposition to acclaim wisdom above honesty and to regard the witty with more favor than the good will result in the establishment of standards of very low virtue. Someone said many years ago that only smart people should be hanged. His reasoning was that where there is knowledge, there should be responsibility. He didn't believe anything should be expected or demanded of fools. It is probable, however, that he never realized what a horde of people would be turned loose to prey upon society.
Bye. We'll live and never die till that sweet home I'm going some glad day by and by. And move into my mansion that is built on high.
Away,
away up there. Up there, a home is built for me. It's far, far up home.
And if you want to save money, you better act promptly. And don't forget, there's a free coupon in this book that I'll send you entitling you to a free copy of my large doctor book, and also there's a coupon entitling you to $1 worth of my stomach powder used in constipation and ulcers of the stomach due to acid, as well as belching of gas.
And in return, you'll be sent absolutely free and postpaid a regular, full-sized, 50-cent box of Cubac shampoo. Why don't you end your gray hair worries today, friends, with Colorback? Well, friends, we hope you enjoy all these good old songs we're singing for you, but if some of them don't sound quite as good as they ought to, remember it just a little bit early in the morning. But now here's a mighty important question for all of you good friends of the Pickard family listening in. How many of you have gray hair? And if you have, how would you like to do just one easy, simple thing to get rid of your gray hair handicap? Well, you just listen for a half a minute to this announcement, please.
Quarts of horticultural peat to be used as per directions to anchor the young plants whose roots will extend down into the Miracle-Gro solution. We'll send you 5 genuine imported Holland bulbs. Glory of Snow, Winter Aconite, Giant Crocus, Mascara, Hyacinth, and Scallop. You'll also find in this new assortment 11 choice American bulbs. Lilies, Narcissus, Tulips, and Gladiolus. You'll be thrilled to see how quickly they bloom in the Miracle-Gro solution. How free from disease they are, what long, graceful stems they have. We want you to start 2 small trees indoors, too, for transplanting outside next spring. So we'll send you 2 cuttings of the beautiful white cedar. We'll include 4 fine little shrubs and vine cuttings, which will add foliage and contrast to your entire garden. Tamarix, spirea, periwinkle, and salad. And for sowing around the bulbs and shrubs, we'll send 200 lovely flower seeds of many choice varieties. A glorious array of brilliant flowers. Petunia, marigold. Mignonette. Chinese pinks. Colons. Agaratum. Candy tuft and many, many others. And last, we want you to experiment with our new Baron Salamac or ever new Baron Salamac or ever bearing strawberry plant. Now listen, folks. I said to you the new Baron Salamacher ever-bearing strawberry plants. Bearing strawberry plants. New runnerless strawberries. We'll send 15 seeds and explain in detail how you can start the strawberries indoors.
Thank you.
Yelp.
Thank you.
So we had a bit of a set there. Going way back into the 20s, we had the Hot Time Trio with Hot Moments. The Grey Gull House Band before that with It's Tight Like That. And two tracks from Bill Carson with Riverboat Blues and Singapore Sorrow. Featuring such groups as Leroy Smith's Dance Orchestra, the Levy Syncopators, and Mike Moselio in there. And also Bill Carlson and Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. Yeah, but anyways, that's all off of the except for one there, is it? Oh yeah, yeah. So we had Grey Gull Rarities from the Jazz Oracle label. It was a Toronto label that was based in Toronto and now moved over. It was sold to a person in the UK and is based there these days. Quite pricey stuff, actually. But Grey Gull Rarities is a compilation featuring all the lot of the stuff on the Grey Gull label back in the 1920s. Some of them acoustically recorded, some of them electrically. Electrically recorded. This is way back in on the 78 days there. Yeah. Before that, we had Just Mustard with something from last year or something. Where is it? We Were Just Here. It's the title track off of that release. Came on Partisan Records. Of course, they had Fire Moss there with the Spherical Sounds EP. You heard it in its entirety there. Here's something interesting. Frugal Gromits, Satan's Blood. It's a bunch of kids playing with a broken tape recorder, circa 19 mid-80s or early 90s. I think it was mid-80s. They say stupid things and like to swear because it's cool or something. And there's kids, you know, doing silly things. Off color a bit. But the thing is, the capstan... The capstan was broken off and missing, a tiny little thing. So it was basically just nothing to regulate the speed. So it was just like the they're just going on the tape is just flying. So we're slowing down, flying. The speed's pretty messed up. So they're playing around with the tape, broke tape recorder, and it sounded pretty nuts. Yeah, here it is.
You drank of the chalice of Satan's blood. You know you drank of his blood. And now you shall pay for your sins. Satan hates his goddamn guts. You drink of his blood. You drink of his blood. You know you drank of his blood. Well, you're gonna come out with a bra. That's your style, you goddamn transvestite! You drink of the chalice of Satan's blood! Goddamn you, Charles Manson! Goddamn you! Goddamn you, Charles Manson! Why you go out and rob a nice pair of panties to go nice with your child murders! We're gonna freak you out and kill you, you goddamn bastard!
I'll kill you, you fucking mother! Marshall, here, come on, see, kill and kill you, goddamn! That's it, you star, you pork pucker! Take a Satan's blood! Take a Charles and Satan's blood!
Trickle chalice and Satan's blood. You wear a bra and you're proud of it too.
Yeah, it's someone else. That's Frugal Gourmets. I guess the guy was he a lawyer or something? Anyways, he was forgot how he grew up to be something or other, but he found that tape when he was doing stupid things as a kid, and he put it up on the web. There's a big story behind it, but yeah. Sort of, I don't know what you call that. It's not metal, it's not big, it's just punkish. The ethos is there. Yeah, you know. Enough insults. Discussion of Satanism and stuff. Yeah, it's what. It's what it is, yeah, kids. Pushing those buttons. Okay, so that's Frugal Gourmets, and we did the set of the 20s stuff, and there's, oh yeah, here we are. Sounds of the American Fast Food Restaurants, that about fits it. Here in CKW, 95.9 FM Winnipeg, Campus Community Radio. Not commercial, that's for sure.
Hello, this is Ryan Kerr on behalf of the Golding Institute. Fast food restaurants. We spend $80 billion yearly indulging our gastronomical whims at them. But until now, there has been no adequate documentation of the fascinating sonic landscapes contained within. In an unfortunate era, where the mating chirps of countless irrelevant birds or the incomprehensible chanting and banging of dirty savages from uncivilized hellholes is thoroughly overdocumented with a kind of respect previously only afforded to the most important speeches of great world leaders, parts of our cultural heritage slip through the cracks, if you will. The Golding Institute is proud to bring you this recorded documentation, Sounds of the Fast Food Restaurants, Volume 1. Started in 1955 by Colonel Harlan Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC as it's now known, is arguably the second largest fast food chain in the world. Their biggest strength is their uncanny ability to take the remote outback of Australia's Northern Territory, the exotic tropical paradise of Hilo, Hawaii, and the endless suburban sprawl of Orange County, California, and magically transform them all to the exact same place. In 1993, four children died after eating Jack-in-the-Box hamburgers contaminated with bacteria. Despite the short setback, the Jumbo Jack remains a fast food favorite with children and adults alike.
Yeah, let me get a anything else. That'll do it.
I'll be with them.
When the Pepsi Company purchased Taco Bell, they predicted correctly its huge potential for enormous profits. What they did not anticipate, however, was the fascinating cultural exchange that naturally took place, as Americans coast to coast became fluent in ordering traditional Mexican dishes from across the border.
Two chickens, a cream burrito. What do you want to eat?
What do you want to eat?
Okay, then that's it.
Here you go.
I'm going to have two wild bean burritos, no cheese, and extra tomatoes, and a medium drink, and chips and salsa.
No secrets here. At Nations, all but the legally deaf enjoy the comforting sounds and smells of hamburger patties being fried up in plain view. Let's listen. Subway is one of the fastest growing chains around. With not a single hamburger in sight at any of their nearly 10,000 locations, it's no wonder that our next field recording conjures up a markedly different ambiance. If your wife has stepped out for a spell, listen closely to this next field recording. What resembles the rhythmic sounds of sexual ecstasy is in fact nothing more than business as usual at another busy hot dog on a stick franchise. as popular for their lemonade as for their frankfurters, the highlight of your trip is sure to be the forbidden sight of scantily clad teenaged girls involuntarily working up an unnatural sweat as they straddle huge vats of lemons, water, and ice, pumping away for all they're worth with their patented plunger. Ridiculous to the sublime, McDonald's. No further introduction is necessary for the American institution that practically wrote the book on turning low-cost, low-grade ingredients into high fives and huge smiles. This next recording is unusual. It's done outdoors at a Burger King drive-through window. As the population slowly becomes crazier and crazier, some folks find it easier and safer to place their order in the security of their own private vehicle.
Hi, welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, can I get a large chocolate shake, please?
Anything else?
That's it.
Your total will be $1.32 at the first window. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quite the car there.
Yeah.
Listen to that car.
Yes, right.
Okay, I'll just
buy. It's a bit of a different era.
Okay, your total will be $4.75 at the first window. Thank you.
Let's see, $4.75 for a meal. American dollars.
Straw Hat Pizzas listed in the yellow pages under restaurants.
Yeah, that's about it. A couple minutes left of that, but it's about top of the hour. Gotta go and say you're listening to CKW 95.9 FM Winnipeg Campus Community Radio. not commercial. Doesn't sound commercial, so it's not commercial. Although it's strange field recordings of fast food restaurants. It's done by Greg Turkington. I can't remember what his other name is. Whatever. But in this case, he calls himself Ryan Kerr. From I believe the early 90s or something this came out. Yeah, it's a strange, obscure little 7-inch vinyl record. I don't know. Okay, we had a bunch of stuff before that, and we had more music before that, and we had sounds and music and sounds, electronic music, and then we had a little bit of punk rock, and you missed it, so tough luck. That's how it goes, because next week will be a little more of that. Anyhow, so... it's a long weekend, and it's 16th of May. My mouth's still full of dirt. Yeah. We had, what do we have? We have some about dirt. Whatever. We're going to have it, maybe if we have time. Something from South Africa, speaking of dirt, was like the Death Dust, a radio play from South Africa in the 60s, but, maybe. I don't know. I played it before. Here's, sticking to what I had promised to play, we're going to play that weird electronic-y obscure thing that's abrasive as hell. So I'll wake you up that time. Right now, that was the Sound of America.